Two men who shot at a lone police officer in Northland 2 days ago are still at large. The mayor of the Far North, John Carter, says locals are unnerved. The men still haven't been arrested. He joins us now. Morena.
Good morning, Corin. How are you?
Very well, thank you. This must be a big concern for your community. Are you surprised that they haven't been found yet?
Oh, no, I think it's... we've got huge admiration for our police up here. They do a great job for us. It's a challenge for people like us. There are obviously places that they can go and hide away, but I have every confidence that the police will finally find them.
People in the community must know who these people are and have some idea. Do you think they're cooperating with police?
Corin, as far as I'm aware, there has been good cooperation with the police, and we're urging our community to help us in these circumstances, to give as much information as they can or they have to the police. But that's how we're finally going to track them down. It'll be public information from within the community.
Do you think they'll still be in Northland?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, but very likely.
Just talk us through what's happened here. There seems to be, we don't know exactly the connection, but there seems to have been a spate of incidents here in a very short space of time. Something's gone on.
Yeah, so it's just a sort of a reflection of, you know, we've been like everyone through the COVID and all the droughts and floods and stuff that we've had here, and it's just been a build up of one or two things, I think, that's happened, and as a consequence, this incident's popped out, and we're just being challenged by it. But we'll certainly, you know, I'm quite confident that we'll get on top of this.
So police now are carrying firearms. I guess that is a sign of their degree of concern about these individuals.
Yes, and Corin, it's also, yes it is, and we absolutely support them in doing so under these circumstances. It's also, of course, just caused that little more trepidation in the community, and that's why people, and we're urging people to be more alert, be aware, and if they see anything at all that looks out of the ordinary, please let the officials know, let the police know. I mean, this is sort of a reflection, I guess, in a way, of some of the social issues we need to address up here, which we're trying to do our best, but it's just another example of why we have to do better than we have in the past.
What social issues are you referring to?
Well, just the issue of law and order, but as importantly, making sure we've got employment opportunities for our people, understanding all the needs in our community, working with our various groups right across our sectors, all that stuff. And I've got to say there's been a tremendous amount of work being done in that area in the last 6 and 8 and 12 months. And we are making progress, but unfortunately this is just a sort of an offshoot of it.
I mean, these incidents can happen anywhere in the country.
Yes, of course.
But do you believe there is an underlying issue here that is of more concern about what is happening in the Far North?
Well, we have our challenges, and I don't want to overemphasise them. We're a good community. We've got a hell of a lot happening. We've rebounded better than any other region in New Zealand from the COVID issues. So there's growth opportunities in agriculture, horticulture happening, lots of opportunities. But we've just got to also be aware that there are some challenges we have from a social perspective, and we're working hard to address them, Corin. I think we will. I think over the next while, with all the developments that are taking place, the dams here in Kaikohe, the water retentions, all that sort of stuff, over the next while, we're going to see some real progress.
Just finally, at the end of the day, somebody knows who these people are in your community, don't they?
Yeah,
and you would obviously encourage them to come forward.
Absolutely, Corin. We would please, if you have, as I say, any information at all, please come forward with it. Let us know what it is, and then we can get this matter solved. And for that reason, I've got to say I'm grateful for the interest that you people are taking. Thanks for the support and help you're giving us.
Far North Mayor John Carter there. Thank you very much for that.